Meeting to order for the Public Works. We all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
Okay, has everybody gotten a chance to review the minutes from last month's meeting?
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Jonathan Heppner, seconded by Legislator Litz to approve the minutes as written. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No. Okay. Motion carried. All right. We will go to resolutions. Resolutions 271, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County T. McGilligott Incorporated, Ulster County Community College. This is for the installation of new HVAC unit in Vanderlyn Hall. 50% state funded, 50% by the county, $79,500.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Move it. Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Hi, it's Nana. Could somebody please send me the direct Zoom link? All I can do is call in right now, and I think I need to be there in person by video. And I can't find the Zoom link. The only thing, I tried to go to Zoom US, and I couldn't get on there. Something is wrong with my computer connection, but if somebody sends me the direct link, I will be able to join the meeting. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay, man, I will. You can continue if you want. I'll get her when I get her. That's okay.
I'll move resolution 272.
Second.
Resolution 272, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease agreement with CPR Associates, LLC for Public Defender Office Space, Department of Public Works, Building and Ground. We had a motion made by Legislator Litz and seconded by Legislator Heppner to move this forward. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 273, amending the 2020 Ulster County budget trips Save New York Extreme Winter Recovery.
Yeah.
EWR funding adjustment, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
I'll move it.
Public Works. Are you moving it for discussion or for vote?
Well, Tom, what are they, doubling or tripling your CHIPS money this year?
Hey, yeah. it's a factor of 0.8, Herb.
Oh, okay.
We don't dare spend that last 20%. But we're largely finished with the construction season within that 80%. They did a great job of getting contractors on board to do the work very quickly.
Yeah, you did do a lot. I know you did some things and so. Now, how are you going to be for the winter, Tom? I mean, you're going to get the ample amount of money you need to take care of the winter, like say if it's extreme or.
Well, you know, define extreme. You know, obviously we're always on pins and needles when we have a big storm come through, and you never know.
Right.
But
right.
I do think we have it covered.
Good.
I can tell your salt sheds are about 75% full. We're about halfway through our salt margin money. But like Tom said, it really depends on your definition of how severe the winter's going to be.
Right. Well, August, it's 2020, so we'll probably breeze through, right?
Thanks, Mark. We appreciate that.
The one thing I'll say is that the 20% that they set aside and have not spent, we set aside some in-house projects that can be used to get up and going pretty quickly. We don't have to schedule outside contractors in order to spend that last 20%. So if we get the go-ahead somehow by the state to spend that last 20%, we'll be able to do so pretty quickly.
Right. Good.
So on the amendment, all in favor?
Well, wait a minute. Johnson had his hand up to speak.
I apologize.
Sorry, for the extreme winter recovery money, that's not set in the budget in stone, right? Isn't that money that comes down later, kind of what's left, and then the governor doles it out?
I can answer that if you'd like.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Thank you.
So typically it comes from the state later in the year. We get our chips and pave New York on a five-year cycle. The EWR is more of an annual thing. When we budget the county budget, we don't put EWR in because we don't like to assume we're going to get it. We more or less assume chips and pave New York is coming. So you're really only adding the EWR money from this resolution and the pennies on the dollar we're getting as an increase on the other two.
But in July is when they tell us what the EWR is essentially from the prior year, right, Don? I mean, the 401 we know we're getting. Subject to the 20% decrease.
Exactly right. That's money that is ours now, subject to the 20% going away.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I had that right.
And every year, the governor does not put it in his budget. We have to go to Albany on lobby day, and we have to fight to get it back in there. And then he puts it in, then he takes it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game that's played. And then he cuts the amount down, and then we get it back up. We work hard, and we get it back. But don't forget, it's August. This is Cargill salt
right
month.
Okay. So with that said, all in favor of this motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, resolution number 287, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by County Hudson Valley Fire and Safety Incorporated, DBA, Haight Fire Equipment Supply Department of Public Works. I'll entertain a motion for discussion.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Heppner for discussion.
So this is our Cascade system. It was in the original project cost for the Public Safety Training Center. It was in the plumbing contract, and that contract didn't receive any bids, and we pulled it out of the original project when we went out to bid. This is a direct purchase of the equipment. It's what fills up the breathing tanks, etc. We're still well within that budget, and we'll have contingency left. I think one of the things we're going to do with that contingency is potentially redo some of the administration building instead of going out to do $1 million renovation on a original $150,000 right. You know, home, manufactured home. We're going to renovate it in-house and use what's left within the contingency, but not go over that budget and still get what we need for the administration building.
Good move.
Yeah, we think that we can do this project in-house. We've got the staffing levels right now and the skill levels. So we're confident. Or I should say Bob Buser and Leo Maneri are confident. And if they're confident, I'm confident.
Great.
Is there any more discussion? If not, I'll entertain a vote. All in favor of this resolution?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. All right. Does anybody have any old business they would like to discuss tonight?
I do, if I may. I just want to check on. I want to also be sure I'm unmuted. Yes. I just want to check on, I think we talked about it last time and somebody was going to look into it, that there had been money allocated from the Green Fund to do an assessment of the county, all the county buildings for solar potential. There was some discussion, but it wasn't clear to me that there was going to be an actual comprehensive study. And I think that last year we allocated the funds to do that. So if I could just get clarity on that.
Yeah, so I think I misspoke when I said, I mean, you're right. You did originally allocate the money in last year's budget. I believe that when we looked at the significant decreases in revenue in both sales tax through COVID, but just getting, we went on a basically a spending freeze and then asked the departments to do some cuts. And I think this was something that was determined that we could do in a future year and not necessarily this year when we're looking to save as much cash as possible and spend as little as possible, which we've done throughout kind of the administration on trying to figure out how we fill a gap that is anywhere up to, you know, worst case scenario is $35 million, and we still don't know where we're at. So if we go through with the study, it would be towards the end of the year when we have a little bit better picture of what the overall revenue would be. Otherwise, we would look at adding it to a future kind of budget.
All right. I'll bring that news back to the Climate Smart Committee that is supposed to make, you know, recommendations in this regard. You know, ultimately, doing that study can not only help the environment, but save money and produce energy self-sufficiency and resilience. So I appreciate a clear answer, and we'll see what we can do to encourage that to happen this year, if there is a way, because, you know, there were funds dedicated for it.
We certainly wouldn't renovate or redo a roof without determining whether solar, whether the structure was there and whether we needed to spend more money to make it structurally appropriate and whether it was appropriate for solar. So I think any of the roofing projects that we had on the slate probably also got pushed. Don and Tom can
They're just starting 2021 now. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not replacing any roof this year where that study would make us miss that opportunity.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Did you have anything else, Manajo?
No, that was it. Okay. And I apologize for having technical difficulties.
Not your fault. Anybody else have any old or new business that they would like to discuss?
I got some new business.
Go ahead, Herb.
Which when we got on, we talked a little bit about it. Early this morning, the owner of A. Servidone and Sons, they're doing the toll elimination project on the thruway. And back when we built the Woodbury Toll Plaza, and anybody who goes south on the thruway, when you hit Woodbury through the high speed, there is a pedestrian crossing over it to get from one toll plaza to the other. Well, the contractor offered it to me and asked me if I knew anybody that use it. So I reached out to Tom and Dennis, and I'm going to contact them right after this meeting and tell them that Ulster County is interested in taking the bridge. It comes in two pieces. It's a 68-foot span and 122-foot span. And I mean, I don't know if you want the towers also. I mean,
maybe for the Midtown Linear Park. Talk to Chris White.
You know, there's and you know, if you were going to make it a crossing over a highway like 209 or something, if you had the towers, you wouldn't have to build. You wouldn't have to build it. So.
Right.
Anyway, I'll get a hold of them, and that should save the county a ton of money.
Very good. Very good.
I mean, I think we should get a look at those towers. I'm serious. The Midtown Linear Park is supposed to get staircases.
These are staircases.
Right, exactly.
Are they ADA? So with the Midtown Linear Park having it be mostly federal funding, we can't mm-hmm. put anything that's not ADA.
They are ADA. We put those chair system that rides a rail.
Okay.
Down, and they had to be ADA compliant for the throughway when they built it.
It would just be worth taking a look at, Herb. That's all I'm saying. If you can get us some specifications of it, that would be great.
Did I send you the schematic drawings?
No, I got a photo.
Okay.
No schematics. They would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he subsequently sent me some schematics and dimension drawings, and I'll forward those on to you.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
And one last thought is that the Ohmendorf Bridge has been declared unsafe by both county and city engineers, and we've had to close the Midtown Linear Park to prevent people from walking under it. Because it's a wood structure that's at risk of falling down, and my preferred alternative for this is that they take the existing bridge down, so that we can open up the trail, and then when they get back into bridge construction, we can close the trail again for that period. But they said that they were reluctant to close the Ohmendorf Street Bridge because they like to have pedestrian traffic go across it. So I'm just wondering if we can make something fit here. I don't know, but it would be worth looking at.
That would be a temporary fix you're talking about, Tom?
The Ohmendorf Bridge, if that 68-footer could work, and we could lend them a footbridge, pedestrian bridge, and coax them into, demolishing the existing structure so that we can make the trail safe. That's all. I'm just trying to connect those dots.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make a deal with Servidon. When he delivers it, he could set it or whatever.
Maybe. But specifications would really be a help.
I'll give you what I have.
Anything else, Herb?
Well, I can make a motion for adjournment.
Tom, did you have anything else?
Well, I just wanted to let Legislator Heppner know that we are working on a couple of requests that he forwarded to us.
I appreciate you.
And we'll get answers to those things.
We
reached out to planning to David Stoss to look for accident counts at that intersection of Ohio Mountain Road and Tannery Brook Road.
I think at the time we were just so concerned about keeping it from falling into the stream that, that old, issue of it not being a three-way stop wasn't even at the top of the list.
Right. So we're not aware of accident history there that would cause any kind of concern, but I have Andrew Emmerich looking into it and working with David Stoss. So he'll have a pretty thorough answer for you. Okay.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Tom, did we have much damage because of last night's storm?
No, we did not. We have a number of roads that are still in the process of being opened. Flooding was minor, restricted to culverts, nothing major at all. We're going to be cleaning up, tree and branch debris for the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. But most of the damage was trees and wires, and you know, Central Hudson they have their hands full with this. So it's taking them time to get to the roads that need to be cleared so that they can be opened up again. We're monitoring all that so that, you know,
seems like we dodged a bullet with this.
Absolutely.
We dodged a bullet. It could have been a lot worse for our area, and it wasn't.
And, you know, not too far from here, up by Fulton, the flooding occurred so quickly on the street that it washed across the bridge and took the parapets off of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Water is an amazingly powerful force, and we did dodge a bullet.
Yep.
When all those little drops get together, they can be quite forceful.
Yeah, and a lot of that rain fell on the Catskills. The Catskills took a direct hit by the eye of the storm, mm-hmm. and they got bad rain. But I think Dutchess County actually got hit worse than we did with the wind.
Mm. Yep.
So there was a motion made by Legislator Litz to adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned, and thank you all for hanging in there tonight, and have a good night, and everybody stay safe.
Good night. Good night, all.
Take care. Good night. Bye-bye.